I know I told you we were going to talk about our anniversary, but I wanted to say something else. I forget if I told you this already, but this is new for everyone else. So I figured like a pun out with our name that like never occurred to me.
Oh, this is good. Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, so like it's like if okay, let's say I'm going to be a wrestler. I'm going to be a character, right?
Yeah.
Of some a character in anything. I would be like a secret like society person, right? I would wear like a dark hood. I'd be real mysterious. And, like, I'd be like, we're in the shadows and stuff like that. And kind of ominous. And I'd love, like, secret messages and stupid stuff like that. And my name would be Luminati.
Heyo!
Get it? Luminati. It's like the Luminati. It's funny. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for, what do you want to say, August 22nd, really? By the time you edit this, I'm sure it'll be past midnight.
It's going to take us more than 33 minutes.
Yeah, so we're recording this late on the 21st, so we'll say August 22nd, 2014?
13? What the hell?
I forgot what year it was, shit. I don't know, 13 seemed old for some reason. I wanted to say 13 and it seemed wrong and I panicked. 2013. Wow, this is Mike, joined by AJ. This is episode 290. Also, a couple days away from our anniversary, which is on the 24th. That first episode was in 2007, so what is this?
I was going to say, Mike, can you do the math?
No.
What's 13 minus 7?
6.
Correct! We are 6 years old.
All right.
Did you really think we'd be doing this 6 years later?
No. God.
Here we are. Woo!
There's a look of disgust on my face a little bit as you drink your coconut IPA.
I'm celebrating.
Wooing noises at me. Yeah. You're sober. I'm drinking diet caffeine-free Coke and eating non-solid food. Yeah.
You'll get better.
Yeah, sorry there was no show last week. I have a minor mouth surgery, so I was kind of...
It's called oral surgery.
Did you not know what I was talking about?
That's just the technical name.
Okay, sure. Oral surgery, then. So I was kind of doped up on Vicodin all last week. So now I'm just grumpy.
Which makes for a great show, usually. So.
But we're back. And, you know, we're not doing anything special for the 6-year anniversary because we're only 10 episodes away from 300.
Probably a bigger deal.
We'll do something big for that because I feel like not that many podcasts are 6 years old. Honestly.
We've got to be up there and just, like, consistent old podcasts.
Honestly, it's funny because no one gives a shit about us, but...
But we're still here. Yeah. Hammering away, shouting into the ether.
They can't get rid of us. But
we're up here.
Not many podcasts have 300 episodes, so we'll do something fun for that. But in the meantime, we have this episode. We got plenty to talk about, specifically Gamescom.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when I say Gamescom, Sony, because Microsoft did something, but it was very low-key, where Sony kind of had...
They've got some announcements and stuff.
But Sony was kind of doing big stuff. And besides that, a little bit, like Diablo 3's expansion got announced at Gamescom, I guess, but kind of separate. Then we have some games we've been playing. Disney Infinity is the big one, which we'll get into that, and also the Hearthstone beta we've been into. So we'll do that. We've been talking in the community, but kind of more jibber-jabber. And I don't know if we had a topic or anything. I do have something that I had a very nice message sent to me on Facebook. So,
cool.
I'll have to I just remember now. I promised that I would at least mention that they said hi to me. So I'll do that.
Okay.
But so we'll do that, and it'll be a fun show. We'll get to the releases, and that'll be it. So, do you want to jump in on the Gamescom? Explain what went down.
You want to start with Diablo?
No, I want to start with the Sony stuff.
Oh,
why? Do you seem taken aback? Do you want to start with Diablo?
I don't know a ton about the Sony stuff. You take the risk.
Alright, you start Diablo then, because I'm pulling up the GameSpot. I never remember that we do new releases on this show until I say that in the intro, and then I'm like, oh shit, I have to pull up the releases.
Look, in a story about Diablo comes up. So Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, has been announced.
What do you think about that name? I don't like the name.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a little like, of course, everyone always reaps souls. It's not a wow name. Like, Lord of Destruction, that was cool. I liked that.
Yeah, when you break down the component parts, they're kind of the same thing.
But Lord of Destruction, like, I knew who that was, because it was like, oh, Lord of
Well, we've killed Terror. All the Primevals at this point.
I know, but Reaper of Souls, it's a little... It's almost like... Angry Video Game complained about it. It's almost like Halloween spooky. Like, ooh, the Grim Reaper is going to get you. But, so yeah, so okay, go ahead.
But, so the setup is... Maefell or something like that?
Well, yeah, the Angel of Death. And he was like the Angel of Wisdom. And I think they kind of talk about him in Diablo 3 as being gone, and, like, Tyrael takes his place at the end.
Okay.
Oh, spoilers, fuck you. I don't know.
The story of Diablo. Yeah, well, I guess he takes the Black Soul Stone that Diablo's soul is in and is gonna be bad with it.
I feel bad about that spoiler now, because I said fuck you, like, I don't care, but now I'm thinking maybe there are people who are waiting for the console version. I don't know. That story's not very good anyways.
Actually, you're wrong anyway about that, so...
No, I'm not.
He doesn't take anyone's place. He takes back his own.
No, he doesn't. He becomes the Angel of Wisdom. He doesn't become the Angel of Justice anymore.
I thought it was just like him changing. I didn't know he was taking someone's place.
Yeah.
Well, now we super spoil it.
Well, look, if you're the editor, if you want to go and say, Diablo 3 spoilers incoming, you do it. I know you're too lazy to do that.
Well, it's possible.
But you can do it. Prove me wrong and do it, and then when people are listening, now when people are listening to this, they can laugh at me, right? If not, they know that I was right.
So, do I want to win or lose?
Because now, at this point, I'm just going to be talking all about Diablo 3's ending for a bit here, because I do want to talk about it, but yeah, okay. Go ahead. So what's new?
Anywho, so new class, the Crusader.
Which is, didn't I call this like way back before we knew the classes that I thought one would be called like a Crusader?
I can't remember now. It's heavily inspired from the Paladin from Diablo 2, which makes me happy,
because
that was my class in Diablo 2. Mm-hmm. Like, the Monk was kind of Paladin-esque as well, more so in the fact that he had, like, the auras.
Yeah, yeah.
So, this makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
New level cap.
New act.
Yeah, new act. They're changing loot. Sounds like it's similar to the changes they've already announced for the console version. Fewer drops that are more relevant to your class.
Less trash?
Yeah.
And then there's also, like, this new endgame thing where you can kind of, like, make, like...
completely random loot runs.
Loot runs. So, like, yeah. Which, I something that I wouldn't really be interested in, but there are people who just, I guess, want to play Diablo 3 forever.
Yeah.
So I guess.
And then they're taking the, what's it called? Like, it's like a legacy level or something.
Mm.
Your Nephilim level, maybe?
I don't know.
But it's shared in your account, so, like, you're constantly building that as, in, like, an account-wide level, and there is no cap to it now.
I will say, the Diablo 2 expansion had two new classes.
I thought the same thing, and I felt like kind of a dick, and I was like, well, last time we got two.
And, well, I will say, though, I don't know, maybe they are going to announce another one, I don't know, but, I mean, it was kind of neat last time, because, like, one of the, like, the classes were very different. Like, the Druid was, like, so kind of crazy, like, you know.
Yeah, it was very divergent depending on which tree you went through.
Yeah, he was kind of nuts. The Assassin I never really liked, but it was, you know, different.
It was the combo class.
Yeah, which, exactly. Yeah. But,
Warning, the following conversation contains Diablo 3 spoilers. Also, Mike is dumb.
I don't know. The coolest thing is the CG trailer, which was awesome. It's always the coolest thing with these Blizzard announcements.
I mean, the effect of that guy's soul being ripped
out was
freaking cool.
That was the big wow moment. It was like, oh, that's awesome.
It was like liquid soul goo.
Yeah, that was awesome. The bad guy looks cool, but... And I was saying this to you a little bit before, like, I don't know this bad guy. I'm not, like, it's not, like, exciting to me.
They'll set it up in the story, like, when you start.
But it's not like, again, with Lord of Destruction, where it was really, like, that whole game
was leading
set up
that.
The expansion. Even, like, the end of that game was, oh, shit, Bale is still around. Diablo 3...
Ended.
It kind of ended. The only loose end, at least for me, was what happened to Leia? Is she just dead?
Yeah, if anything, you think she would have been the one to be like, hey.
Yeah, like, I don't know if she's coming back or something. And also, they keep saying this is Diablo 3's first expansion. Is it getting more than one?
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be unnecessary.
I'm curious, too. I mean, they didn't say anything about dates, because it's Blizzard.
Yeah.
But you wonder, with this console version coming out next month, will it be day and date with both, you think?
I assume. Why not? How hard can that be?
I don't know.
But, yeah, I assume they'll just be something you download.
Let me ask you this. I realize we never talked about this. Do you have any interest in the console version?
No.
I kind of do, just for the fact that it has couch co-op, which I feel like would be really fun.
That is the most compelling thing, but I feel like, honestly, we could rent it from a Redbox and get that fill.
Possible.
Do you really have a need to play through Diablo 3's campaign again, or a desire.
Like in co-op, maybe. If it was only in co-op.
Only if I was, like, maybe doing one of the new classes. But, and I said before that one of my big criticisms with Diablo 3 is that the story was kind of dumb. And it was, I mean, never was a, like, character portrayal more obvious than that stupid witch lady.
Yeah.
Like, oh, surprise, oh. I'm looking for Diablo. I'm like, no. But, I mean, you know, Diablo 3 is a weird game, because it was a game at the time I liked a lot, and a lot of people criticized it for kind of other things than really the game, like the real money orchestras. But it isn't a game that I'm looking fondly back on, or saying to myself, like, oh, I can't wait to jump back into Diablo 3. You know?
It's to the point where I'm like,
it didn't
I'll play it, but like, yeah, like, it doesn't have that same kind of fire
it once did. It didn't stick with me like Diablo 2 did, where like,
yeah, Diablo 2, where we played it for years.
Yeah, and like, I got that expansion like the day it came out, and I was like so excited.
I mean, is part of that there's just a glut of action RPGs these days?
Well, there are
a lot of different
flavors. There are a lot of things. You have Torchlight and Van Path Helsing, of Exile. And Path of Exile. And
even going into things like Borderlands.
Yeah.
No, kind of scratch that same
edge. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
there was no competition.
And, you know, with everything that Diablo 3 did, it still is that game, you know? Mm-hmm. It still is that isometric clicking things. And, you know, that is what it is. That's fine, but it's hard to be excited about it anymore.
You kind of know what you're going to get. It's going to be good. It's going to be good, but it's you know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also a thing, like, once these series go on for too long, you kind of realize that these stories are never actually going to end. That's kind of my problem with Warcraft. Where I kind of like Warcraft, but it almost like depresses me in a way. Not depressed, but it's like there's no satisfaction ever, because you defeat one evil.
Sometimes you just want the world to be safe,
right? And it's like, yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, something else is going to come.
Well, but the thing is, like, wasn't that kind of the idea behind Mists of Pandaria? And like, people seem to not like that.
No, but even still, there's still going to be a world-threatening event. Grom is the final raid boss, and you better stop Grom, or he's going to kill everybody.
Oh yeah, that's kind of cool.
Not Grom, it's Garrosh's son.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
That whole plot line tangent. It was so stupid. And, like, well, it's interesting because okay, now we're talking about Mists of Pandaria. That's happening. but it's like, so, like, this is, like, Mists of Pandaria, and, like, the final raid boss is Garrosh. And this is, like, kind of the first time where the whole plot line started, middled, and kind of ended with World of Warcraft. Like, Garrosh was not in Warcraft 3 or Warcraft 2. He was introduced in Burning Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of dumb. It's kind of stupid. I think it's kind of like it's weird, because like, you don't have like any of that legacy stuff. Like, his whole plotline was like, he sucks, and no one likes him, and he's like just basically like an old orc, like, oh, I'm mean. And like, Thrall leaves during Cataclysm for no reason, really, and like, leaves Geralt in charge. Everyone's like, that's a bad idea. And he's like, no. And then it's a bad idea. And like, it's terrible, and now we're gonna kill him. Like, it's like, okay, great. That seemed like a waste of time. All right, so, it's like, I don't know, Diablo 3, it was fun, and I'm probably get this.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's face facts, you're going to
buy it. But, again, it's like, I'm going to kill this angel guy, and, you know, Diablo's going to come back at some point, and there'll be some, like, it turns out there's more lesser evils that are now, for some reason, despite being lesser evils, as strong as the prime evils.
Yeah.
Like, Belial's a lesser evil.
But he's got a giant-ass army.
But, yeah, he still seems to be just as much a threat as Mephisto. If the people... Man, all these proper names. So many proper nouns right now.
Well, it just shows your love for the lore.
Maybe that's the problem. The lore is not stacking up as well in Diablo 3. I feel like the lore kind of got away from itself.
The lore got away from itself when in Diablo 2 you did kill the three prime evils.
I think that is the problem, isn't it?
We killed all the big guys. We're like, well, there's these guys. They're pretty bad.
Like, maybe that is it. Maybe it kind of wrapped up nicely with Diablo 2. Because they have Diablo 3, and in the first act they're killing Deckard Cain, and it's like, come on.
Every Diablo game, again, I know it's kind of petty to bitch about the plot of Diablo, but they all end in start the same. Hey, we sealed Diablo in this stone.
Yeah.
No one touch it. And like 5 minutes later, some guy's like, oh, the ultimate power. I can contain it.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
Like, really, Raphael or,
Raphael, the Ninja Turtle. Yeah.
He's going to succumb to the evil of Diablo and lose control, I predict.
Well, he's the angel of death. I think he's plenty evil himself. I mean, we'll kill him, maybe?
Death is a necessary part of life. It's not necessarily evil. It's there.
Shut up, AJ. It's always evil. Always evil. Except for, I guess, I don't know, that Darksiders game, because he played as Death. He didn't seem too evil, despite his scary skull face. So, I don't... Again, it's like, I feel like I'm being unnecessarily down on it.
Yeah, no, we sound very negative, but again, I am going to play the shit out of it,
Oh, what it is I wish I was excited, but I'm not.
Yeah. You're sure more excited.
I don't know what could... Because it's funny, because like for so long, I said, I'll be excited when Blizzard announces Diablo 3, and they did that, and it happened.
You said that in a time before Torchlight. And
but I never really even liked Torchlight, but I don't know.
But it went from being something completely unique and unmatched to another part of a genre. Yeah,
I think I had a lot of nostalgia for Diablo 2 that had a lot more to do with Diablo 2.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, was Diablo 2 really that great a game? I don't know. And it's
pretty good.
It was pretty sweet. I like Diablo 2 a lot. All right. So Sony had a press conference, and kind of, I guess the big news was PlayStation 4 November 15th. Which isn't shocking. These things always launch around like mid-November. It's always like November 15th to like the 22nd or something like that.
That week.
You know, it's like the start of the holiday season. Microsoft does not set a launch date. So
they set a launch lineup. Like launch day lineup.
They both have launch lineups. And it's weird because none of them have a whole lot of exclusives, really.
You said that, but let's clarify. Exclusive that you care about.
Yeah, well... Okay, so what are Microsoft's exclusives are Rise, which we have not been hearing great things about.
I gotta say, they showed like a multiplayer trailer, and I was like...
Yeah. Killer Instinct, which maybe some people like me and you have long been non-Killer Instinct
Free plus. To play, you can try it.
True. What else? Is that Dragon
Forza,
game?
Forza. Crimson Dragon.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that it?
Yeah, there's other ones I'm not thinking.
Titanfall is not a launch line. That would have been a big one.
Did you see the new Titanfall gameplay trailer?
No.
Holy crap.
I'm already sold on Titanfall.
You'll donate plasma after seeing this trailer. It really is stunning. That's going to be such a great game.
I think that is a big exclusive
One of the big things demonstrated in this trailer is when you get out of your Titan, you could set it to follow you, and it operates on like a limited AI routine.
Oh, that's cool.
So like... He jumped out of his Titan, set it to follow, because he was, like, taking out guys in windows with grenades. Then another Titan started attacking. You see his, like, Titan shooting at him, like, him and the rest of the squad with his now AI-controlled Titan take it out. Then he, like, jump jets at it. It catches him in the air, shoves him back in the chest, and he goes along. And I'm just like, I need to do this. All of it.
Yeah, that looks cool. But Sony, then, so they have Killzone, Knack, off the top of my head, and what is Drive Club a thing?
Yeah. Right?
So again, they have like racing games. I feel like there's probably some other ones on both sides. But really, like when I look at it, the games that I feel like are going to be the big deals are like Assassin's Creed, and Battlefield, Dogs. And Watch Dogs. Yeah. Like those seem like the biggest deal. And you know, you can get those on both. You can get a lot of those on an Xbox 360, actually.
NPC and whatever.
Right. But yeah. So
did you see the little snippet of gameplay they showed of the current gen version of Watch Dogs?
No.
Wow, does it look rough?
Really?
That's honestly funny. I mean,
I am like interested to see like the difference.
It feels like looking at an original Xbox game. See,
I wonder because like Watch Dogs to me is a next gen game that's kind of being like it's like downported to 360.
Right.
I wonder like with like Assassin's Creed because I assume
that's being upported.
Right. I feel like that's a game that was made for Xbox 360 and there's going to be a next gen version, but I don't know how much better it's really going to look. I'm interested to see what that looks like. Apparently, I've been reading like some good previews of the Assassin's Creed 4. People have been playing it at Gamescom. They're having nice things.
Oh, sure.
Say.
Yeah. It does look really. I mean, did you see the trailer where like the ship is part of the open world?
No.
Like it's seamless. It's literally he's running on some rooftops, leaps onto a ship. Calls for the crew to hoist off, and then he's just on the sea. It's really cool.
It's weird how there doesn't really seem to be as much hype for this as for 3. I think it's because, I mean, there was a lot of hype and marketing behind 3.
And I feel like that almost went against
them. Kind of to its detriment a little bit.
Well, you know what I find interesting? Honestly, they're not putting this character out there as a character. Like, I don't know much about him. He's a pirate.
That's basically what they're saying. He's a pirate. But you think about it, with like Assassin's Creed 2, before they came out, they weren't like pushing Ezio a whole lot. It kind of pushed Connor a lot.
Yeah, and maybe that's what they're getting back to. I honestly can't remember Assassin's Creed 2, Mark. It was so long ago.
It was different, because it wasn't an annual franchise yet, and a lot of people weren't really down with Assassin's Creed 1. They had a lot of complaints about it.
Right.
Hard to go back to like that time. This is now the 6th Assassin's Creed game, really? Can you believe that? Can you believe that? But yeah,
it was 7th if you count Liberation. Yeah, you don't count Liberation.
I still like Kotaku does like a thing, which is kind of neat. They always have like this rotating list of like the 10 best games for every system, and they have Liberation on their like list for Vita games. That blows me away.
Oh, can you think of 9 other games?
Maybe I can't remember. But come on, Liberation's a bad game.
I haven't played it.
I know, but I don't get like some people really did think it was okay, which whatever. Okay, but really, what I thought was cool was they actually had a lot of Vita stuff for once, which was kind of a big complaint at E3. Like, the Vita was completely...
Yeah, dead.
Right, nothing. It was like, oh, a lot of people were like, are they going to kill the Vita? Because they didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
But they had some nice things with the Vita. The big one, price drop, $200.
It's weird, it's $200 for both.
Is it?
Yeah, so like, maybe... my guess is once the 3Gs are gone, they're done with it.
Maybe. Well, maybe, that might be true. But did you? You didn't get a 3G, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Interesting. Do you actually use that? Because you have to pay for the thing.
I used the free month of it I got, and saw no point.
Right.
Because you can't use it for multiplayer, because the 3G data connection is not enough.
You're right.
It's there to like update leaderboards and check your Twitter, but like we all have cell phones.
Not worth $50. But like there was some like cool software announcement. A big one, Borderlands 2.
Awesome.
Like if that runs well, holy shit, that could be cool.
That would be the American equivalent of Monster Hunter to me.
Yeah.
Like, the way, like, people, like, in Japan, like, get on PSPs and go and play Monster Hunter, and they, like...
Right.
That just doesn't happen here. I could see people hanging out with Vitas playing Borderlands, for sure.
It'd be such a cool game to play, just, like, in bed or anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Having that game portable.
Great. That'd be great.
I feel like if that works well, that can open a lot of windows, because then you're like, well, why can't this game work on the Vita and stuff like that? So, I feel like there's kind of a lot riding on that. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, like, a lot of, like, indie things announced, like, Rogue Legacy was one that I thought...
We predicted on this show, right, so I'm very happy about that.
You predicted, really, but I just raved about Rogue Legacy and how much I loved it. Like, that's kidding, you know, I kind of beat... I put my 15 hours into Rogue Legacy, I beat it, so I'm kind of done with it, but still, that's cool. The big one, though, and... I was confused because Minecraft is coming to PS3, Vita, and PlayStation 4.
And which is weird because Microsoft made a big-ass deal about that being an exclusive at E3.
Right. I can't remember if they used the word exclusive, but somebody, I think, when I think I said something at one point, I can't remember who counted this with me, or I said, you know, the Xbox One is screwed on indie games, and someone said, well, they have Minecraft, and that's a huge deal. I'm like,
I mean, it is, but like, now that it's everywhere.
Yeah, now it's like, okay, never mind. So that's a big deal. So... Yeah, Sony kind of had a lot going on. I said it before, I like my Vita. I'm glad to see more support for it. Apparently that Killzone game for it is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, the beta came out for PlayStation Plus subscribers. They need to download that tonight.
Yeah, because people have nice things. And it's cool, because like, we've kind of been waiting for a good first-person shooter on the Vita. It sounds like
this one's being made by Guerrilla, right?
I think so, if not...
If not
by them, by somebody of good renown.
Again, it's a B-team mentality. It's not, yeah,
but
so.
This isn't that, I think. Like, I think it's like somebody, you know, solid... Good. Is making this. So do you think Microsoft, going back to the release date thing, you think they're going to go earlier or later?
I don't know. I mean...
Or is it going to be like, remember Xbox and GameCube, where it was like literally 3 days apart? Yeah. Coming back to that?
If they're going to do that, I still think they need to come out the 3 days first.
Do you think that really matters so much?
If you're on the fence and you get impatient... It could. Well, look, I'm the guy who got to GameStop at 8:45, 15 minutes before they closed, to buy my 3DS XL because I didn't want to wait till the next day.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Like I said, because like right now, with all these reversals, and I know it kind of happened the week we were gone, but...
Kinect not required.
Yeah, Kinect isn't required now. So
still,
it's like,
still included, though.
Yeah. But who knows how long that'll last.
Well, I'm glad it is. Well, for, again, that reason that you don't want it to be... fragmented.
But AJ, if they have sales troubles and they need to lower the price, guess what the first thing that's going to go is going to be?
And I mean, that's true, and I guess that you could say that works to their advantage. Like, have room.
Yeah.
If they need it.
But again, I've been kind of saying this for a bit now, with those changes, these two systems are almost identical now.
Right, even, I know, like, Xbox was going to be Twitch for streaming and PS4 is Ustream, but then they announced Twitch is also on PS4. which really Twitch is like the de facto video game streaming service anyway. So that's
no, but yeah, exactly.
They're so like yeah, they're really starting to meet in the middle.
Yeah, like I said, like you know, especially to the average consumer, what's the difference is going to be the exclusives, and at launch, and
I want to play Titanfall.
Yeah, yeah, but you're eventually going to also want to play. I don't know how much you personally care about, like, Infamous or something, but you know eventually there will be an Uncharted or some other exclusive you'll want.
And eventually I'll have both systems, so.
Right. But just,
that's how it goes.
Right. And, you know, again, it's the thing, like, or, you know, what's going to be the system seller. And it's never what you think it's going to be. You know, maybe it'll be Titanfall. Maybe not. I don't know.
Now, one interesting move that Microsoft did make in Europe, I think in Europe at least, this could be a potentially big deal, is all pre-ordered Xbox Ones come with FIFA.
Oh, really?
FIFA in Europe is bigger than Madden is here. That's kind of cool.
Can you imagine if, and I don't, maybe this would have been impossible because like how much more development time would have added, but if The Last of Us was a PlayStation 4 launch title, that might have been a big deal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they made a lot of money because it wasn't, because it was on PlayStation 3s and a lot of people have PlayStation. I think it's like the second fastest selling PlayStation 3 game exclusive, I mean, after God of War 3.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good on them.
Yeah, doing good. All right, so I guess that's all that for Gamescom. You see, Sony's kind of like poking fun at Microsoft again. Like we've been consistent from our message at day one. Microsoft's like, no, that's our strength.
Yeah, we listen to our consumers.
Well, and you know, the truth is, look, you're both kind of right. It's like, look, Microsoft, it's good that you're changing things, but it's also kind of bad that you like were so out of touch at first.
You know what? I honestly have to wonder now. Was this all Don Mattrick?
Well, it is kind of. I mean, it is, I don't suspicious. Know if it's a
coincidence or not, but he, the minute he's gone,
that can't be.
Bam, bam, bam! Everything started changing. That it went from no, we need to put pages on our website. And we're going to have vague interviews that don't really answer any questions, and yada yada. Oh, Don Mattrick's on the PopCap, and we're giving you everything you wanted.
I think it's got to be part of it. There's no way it's a total coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
No way. All right.
Real quick. So, did you see much of the new Fable?
Fable?
Fable Legends.
Oh, is this not the... I get this confused with Telltale's new thing.
No, no, no. Like Fable 1, 2, and 3, and Peter Molyneux, but
what's
not
Fable
Peter
Molyneux. Legends?
The new one they announced for Xbox One.
When did they announce that?
Like today.
That happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Is it really Peter Molyneux?
It's not Peter Molyneux.
I don't know. Like I told you. Fable 3 left a really bad taste.
Yeah, well, this is Fable without Peter Molyneux now. Okay. Well, here, let me explain to you real quick. It's,
I didn't even know this happened. This is weird.
No, it's...
How did I miss this?
The idea of
I guess
it
got buried under all that PlayStation news by the time I woke up.
Maybe. No, it happened, like...
I don't know,
this afternoon, yeah.
I've been gone a bit.
Yeah, you've been gone all day.
Huh.
So the idea is they're actually having you pick predetermined characters, like, with a class, a gender, a personality.
Wow, that seems so anti-Fable.
Right. So, you know, like you, if you want to be the warrior, it's like, you know, this very steadfast female warrior. If you want to be the swordsman, he's like this kind of dashing rogue sort of guy. And you always are playing with four characters, be they AI or co-op buddies.
Oh, kind of.
So it's got a little bit of a Borderlands vibe to it in that way, I guess. Now, the trailer they showed, I mean, it's hard to say how much of it's representative of the game. But there was a lot of cool little character interactions going on that were real subtle things that if that carries into the game, I think it'll be really cool.
Did it like look next gen-y?
Oh yeah, it looks good.
What about the combat? Because my big complaint really was 3.
We don't know.
The combat was like a baby game.
But what's interesting is there's a fifth player playing, the villain. Kind of like, so if you're just playing single player, the villain functions like the director in Left 4 Dead. But someone could actually assume that role. And play either using smart glass or just, you know, regular online with a controller. So they're literally in charge of... They almost play like an RTS.
I have to say, I'm not grasping this. This kind of sounds weird.
Think of it like they're the dungeon master.
Also, why can't I find anything on this?
I don't know. It's all over. There's a trailer and everything.
Okay. Was it today?
Pretty sure.
They announced the Fable?
That's when I saw it.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought it looked good.
I'm still incredibly skeptical. I really, literally don't believe you.
Okay, well, I'll show you later.
I don't know. All right, real quick, you see that they confirmed that Elder Scrolls Online will have a...
Yeah.
$15 a month. I mean...
I kind of appreciate their reasoning.
Well, I'm not surprised. Look, like, the ones like this are Final Fantasy where they're kind of super expensive their big project. I'm not surprised they sell subscription models.
Well, their whole thing was, the whole point of Elder Scrolls, it's a big open world where you go everywhere. If the minute we start putting stuff behind a paywall, you kind of break that. I get it.
Maybe. But the thing that kind of sucks is, like Final Fantasy XI did this, but you didn't need, like, Xbox Live to play it. You need Xbox Live PlayStation Plus to... and the subscription fee to play this game if you have a console
version. Oh, really, do you?
Yeah, which kind of is lame. But, I mean, whatever. I feel like at this point you should probably have those things.
I feel like it's going to get to the point where, like, having an Xbox or a PlayStation without those services is like having a cell phone without a contract. Like, yeah, you can connect to Wi-Fi and do some stuff, but you can't make phone calls, you can't send texts, you can't use your data anywhere. That's the way I'm starting to almost look at it.
How long until it goes free-to-play?
That's, like, the snarky question.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, it's snarky, but it's not really.
Struggling after a year.
I think it'll be about as much
as SWTOR. Almost got to wonder now if, like, maybe, like, you know, SWTOR, when it switched to free-to-play, was kind of like, you get the sense they're like, fuck, make it free-to-play, change some stuff around. Do you think
they're going to stick to their guns more than
SWTOR? No. I almost wonder if they, like, in designing the game, they were like, okay, when we make the switch to free-to-play, this is how it's going
to
work. You
had to be stupid to not kind of anticipate
right, this that's one. What I'm thinking. Now, see, what's this? The other MMO that everyone's talking about?
Oh.
From NCSoft.
Yeah, everyone's talking... I know, because the three... It's the one that's not Final Fantasy 14 in this.
Oh, shoot, I can't remember.
It has a name.
Yes.
It has a name,
I said. It has a lot of cat people in it, so I didn't think you'd like it. No, like, cartoony cat people. Yeah. But they announced they're going with the classic subscription model, but also doing the thing Eve does, where there's an in-game item that you can buy for gold that also gives you, like, 30 days of game time. And you can trade that as, like, a commodity.
Yeah. Okay. It's, like, something with Gnome or something, almost. No? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay, but speaking of Final Fantasy 14, that open beta week was kind of a wash.
Yeah, like,
I feel like the whole, much bigger
pretty much, like, the day after it started, like, you just couldn't make characters, so...
Well, or, like, they let you make characters on, like, two servers, but I wanted to make my character, because, like, the character you make here is going to carry over, so I wanted to make it on the server that my friends were on, but I couldn't, because they shut down character creation.
Yeah, well, supposedly, early access begins tomorrow, so...
Alright, do you want to talk about the games you've been playing? Do you want to start with some Disney Infinity?
Sure, let's do it.
You're a bit lost to this already. Okay, it's kind of scary.
So you know how, like, after you start a new game, you really, like, you might have a dream that somehow relates to that game. Like, yeah. Like, you're in the game or something like that.
Yeah.
So the dream I had last night was that they had released some kind of rare Disney Infinity figure, and I was able to buy it with a good deal. This is literally the dream I had.
That's my question, AJ. What do you like more, the game, or do you like this buying part?
I don't know. I predicted this was going to be bad. It's kind of bad.
Seriously, how much money have you spent on Disney Infinity? I want to know.
Okay.
Because you've bought a lot of Jungle Ray.
90, 110. Oh, no. I haven't done this yet.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, 15, but that's not going to go through till the end of the month, so I'm not going to count that yet.
No!
12 there, so 122.
Why don't you count that 15?
Because it hasn't happened yet. 128.
Like, the charge isn't going through?
Well, yeah, because it won't charge till it gets shipped, and it's like a month back ordered. I did this on purpose. I've spent approximately $140 on Disney Infinity.
This does not strike you as, like, a sad thing?
It does now. That I've quantified it. But damn you.
Again, like, is the game that much fun? Because, I mean, yes. It is a kid's game. It is kind of like the Lego games.
Yes.
Where we like the Lego games, and sometimes we kind of like them despite themselves.
Well, you know why you like the Lego games? Because you like the property it's attached to.
Right.
Right? This is all properties I love. It's all my favorite Disney shit. And what's kind of fun about these games is they work as distilled versions of other experiences. So, like, the Incredibles game, it's kind of like Crackdown Jr. The Pirates of the Caribbean game, like the ship battles especially, are like the ship battles from Assassin's Creed.
But they're always like these things, but they're not quite as good, right?
No, yeah, that's the thing. They're actually pretty good.
Okay.
You know, the Monsters, Inc. is basically... not Monsters and Monsters University, excuse me. It's kind of Bully. The Cars game is kind of Burnout. Like, you have an open world, you're driving around, you're taking challenges. Like, that's what it is. But then, I mean, like, so all the PlayStation games, they're good. They're not anything that's going to win Game of the Year, but they're good, they're solid, they're fun. They're better than you think they'd be.
Okay,
put enough. That on the back of the box.
Yeah, better than you think.
Now, the toy box is incredible.
Yeah.
The amount of stuff in there is just mind-blowing. By the way, last night, I got Scrooge McDuck's money bin.
Nice, good job.
So that made me really freaking happy.
That's cool.
The pain in the ass is how you get all this stuff. So there's like a 16 item grid that like is like a spinner, and you unlock spins. So if you open up that grid and you see something you want, the only way to guarantee you're going to get it is if you wait until you have 16 spins every time.
Right.
Because, like, you know, you'll eliminate things, they don't fill. Some of it is stuff like Scrooge McDuck's money bin, some of it is topiaries.
Right.
That look like a bush.
Yeah.
So it's a little...
This is all stuff for the creation.
Yeah, it's not like it's a monetized thing, it's purely a time sink. If it was monetized, that'd be really evil.
Have you been making a lot of things?
Yeah, so far I've made a racetrack. I'm still like kind of playing with it, because I'm partially learning the tools. But, it, I mean, if this was just like a kart racing track designer, I'd be satisfied. But then, you like, the tutorial takes you through some of the things you can do to set up more complicated, almost like AI routines. Like, you know, hit this plate, and this thing does this, and that happens over there. It's really remarkable how that all ties together. Like, it's super simple to set up. It's all very cause and effect based. And you can see where, if you start playing with it, you could come up with some really unique things.
Is this a thing like, is it like Little Big Planet? Can you download other people's stuff?
I haven't tried that yet. Chris and I, our other brother, he's also super into this apparently.
Oh, really?
So we haven't gotten to coordinate a play date yet, but that is the plan. I mean, there's just, again, honestly, here's my review of Disney Infinity. Do you like the Lego games? Start at a 5. Do you like the Lego games? Add 1. Do you like Disney? Add 2. And then, you know...
Are you a consumer whore?
Add 4 more for that, and you're good. Yeah. Like, you gotta like Disney to like this game. You don't like Disney, then, like, why are you even bothering?
Right, right.
Like, you know, playing through that little opening segment where it's just kind of like this montage of all the shit you're gonna buy.
That was cool, yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, I am so on board with this. Like, I want to do all these things. It was great.
Yeah. I have a feeling this is going to be a thing.
Oh yeah, and I mean the thing too with the figures, they're really nice. Like they don't feel cheap at all.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I tell you, those fucking power pack things that you buy blind, that's the fucking most evil thing.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of
duplicates. I have 3 Alice in Wonderland themes.
There you go. We gotta trade them. Yeah, gotta go to the schoolyard.
Yeah, right.
Like, honestly,
the biggest failure of this game, in my opinion, is sound, which is weird.
Yeah, because, like, the voice acting, sometimes you get some sound-alikes.
On the whole, it's good. But, like, when it's bad, like, doing Sully, it's the guy who's Baird in Gears of War.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he does other voice acting. Just does not sound like Sully at all.
And between me, there's not enough of, like, the actual music from the movies, which it's bothers
like,
me.
Like, I don't know what the Pirates of the Caribbean theme sounds like. Why isn't that playing when I'm sailing the ship? It's a song that kind of sounds derivative of it.
Right.
Why isn't it just there? That's why I thought
of, like, during The Incredibles, too. It's like, it sounds like The Incredibles song, but it's not it.
Yeah, like, but then, like, but it did play the Toy Story song.
Yeah, it's, like, really random.
Also, like, I mean, but then, you know, every so often it'll surprise you. Like, I have Mickey's Jalopy, so you hop in and Steamboat Willie starts playing. If you get on if you get into an Autopia car, it actually starts playing the safety narration from Disneyland.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, like, so I don't understand why it's not consistent.
And, like, for me, like, that's a huge part of, like, any Disney thing is the sound.
I know, so it feels so weird that they're like, so inconsistent with it.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's disappointing. Like, I don't get that at all.
It must be a money thing somehow. I don't
know. Well, it's funny, too, because I'm playing the Cars playset.
Yeah.
There is no sign, mentions, but no sign of Sarge, of the Sheriff, of Holly, of Doc Hudson. Well, I guess technically in this canon, he's dead. But,
nice.
And I'm thinking to myself, does this just mean they don't have the rights from Jeep? Like, is that why Sarge is... Because, like, Fillmore's there.
Right.
But, Tin, or Lizzie, she's not in it. It's, like, it's kind of funny. But, like, it's pretty clear. Like, yeah, just let them have the rights to these cars.
That's funny. All right, anything else you want to say about that before we move on to something else?
I mean, I enjoy it. It's
you
fun.
Seem like a fan.
I
haven't really
a
played a whole lot of it yet.
Yeah.
So.
That's the other crappy thing, too, is, like, to play co-op in any of the play sets you get with it, you have to buy more figures.
Yeah, well.
So, like, I got a free Dash, so we were able to do that one right away. Should be arriving tomorrow, or no, Friday. I'll have the sidekick packs. We can do them all.
Yep. Alrighty. So we also, we both got into the Hearthstone beta.
Oh, God.
So this is the, like, the digital cart game of, like, Warcraft.
Yes.
And it's actually a lot like the, it's kind of, you know, a lot of people are saying it's like, oh, it's like Magic Gathering. Really, it's like the Warcraft card game that existed. Just that was like Magic Gathering. Just a lot faster pace. A lot faster. It's lots, it's, they simple some things down. You don't have energy point. You have energy point instead of energy card. Like,
there's nothing you can do when it's
you're not
turn.
Tapping anything. Yeah. You know.
So like the basic rule is, but every turn you get an additional mana to a maximum of 10. You pick a hero. That hero has an ability, and you make your deck of 30 cards.
Right, and you know it's and the card game. You know, we're not gonna waste time going into it. It is kind of like Magic. If you don't know. But, like, what's cool, really, is sort of what's built around it. And it's this really neat audio-visual presentation.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Everything's kind of kinetic. Everything is very flashy. It's kind of, it's, you know, something, I think it was Becky Chair was, like, making a Peggle comparison where, like, a lot of the reason people like Peggle is just because, like, everything's, like, rainbow colors flying everywhere and, like, the music and stuff. And that is kind of part of
it. It's a very good positive enforcement feedback loop.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the reason, like, slot machines make those appealing sounds, because you want those appealing sounds.
It is a fun card game. And, you know, it is a free-to-play game, but you can, like, do daily quests. And if you do
decks,
and if you do, like, all three of them, well, there's quests, like, to, like, unlock the hero so you can make decks for those, but, like, also, like, to unlock gold. And, like, basically, if you do all three quests of a day, you'll have enough to unlock, like, a booster pack, and you'll get cards, and you can make decks, and, you know, it's all that
stuff. We haven't
played
each other in this yet, have we?
No.
We need to do that.
And, you know, you can, there's quick matchmaking. What I love, too, there's no, like, real chat with the people.
Which is smart.
Yeah, because that would be obnoxious real fast. But, I don't know, so far I've had nothing but a good experience with playing this.
I just, honestly, I think the pace of the game is perfect.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't take long to play a game. And I'll tell you what, this is coming to iPad and coming hard.
Do you think?
Oh, sure. When you look at the way that the aspect ratio of the actual design interface, like, when you're on a widescreen monitor, there's nothing on the sides. Because the iPad's not actually widescreen. Think about it. Playing on an iPad's going to make
perfect
sense.
It would make sense, but will Blizzard go there? Maybe.
Oh, sure.
Because there's too much money to not be made. But it's cool, because it's neat to see Blizzard kind of release this kind of smaller, quieter game. It's
fun. Like, it gives me hope, too, for when Blizzard All-Stars comes out.
Yeah, you know what's nice about it? It's like, because I like Warcraft. I kind of like that world a little bit.
The flavor's tasty.
Yeah, exactly.
So this
kind of
gives
flavor.
You that.
And, like, I can get that without playing World of Warcraft.
Now, did you read Penny Arcade today?
Yeah.
He's probably right.
Yeah,
probably. You're going to get rare cards by doing things in-game.
Maybe. We'll see. If they're smart, they'll just keep it separate. I think they should just worry about making money off this and not interconnecting the two so much.
What's your opinion of this whole Battle.net launcher that we have now?
I didn't even know that was a thing. I like it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Seems convenient.
One nice thing about it is, like, while you're logged into the launcher, you don't have to log in the game's front end, it seems.
Yeah. No, I like that. That seems smart. Makes sense to me. Okay, so I played the Wonderful 101 demo. Did you ever do this?
Not yet.
And I was kind of surprised. I really liked this. At first, my first thought was, because it's like the whole thing is like you're controlling all these different little people, right? And I thought it would be more like Pikmin, but it's really not. You are using the analog stick, and it really is an action game. And it zooms so far out that at first it's a little confusing, and I was kind of losing where I was a bit. But when I was really getting the hang of it, it's like really what you're doing is you have like a basic attack, but you're like, what you really want to do is you can use the right stick to draw. You can kind of draw three main things. Like, a straight line is a sword. A circle is like a boxing glove. And, like, an L is a gun. And then you kind of equip those items.
Question from the audience.
Yes. Don't raise your hand.
Why are you not doing this on the drawing touchscreen?
I wonder that, too, but it feels good. It's faster because, you know, you have to get out your stylus and do all that. I don't know.
Yes, that's.
And also because it supports... I guess it doesn't matter, but
the Pro Controller?
Yeah, so it did seem kind of weird to me, but it works fine this way. And, like, depending on how big you draw each thing, like, it's more powerful. And so you can push either A to equip it, so they equip the sword or whatever, or you can push Y to make it, like, a kind of AI-driven thing by the other people that kind of goes off on its own. So it's pretty cool, because you're kind of, like, running around, you're drawing these lines, equipping these things. And, like, there's other things you do with the drawing. Like, you'll find, like, random people, like, citizens. If you, like, kind of draw over them, they become superheroes and they join you.
Oh, that's kind of
fun. And sometimes it's, like, when you're drawing, what you're really doing is you're extending, like, your army.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so, like, they turn into the sword, you know? And, like, sometimes there's, like, a building and you draw a line over it, it becomes a ladder and you go up it.
Yeah.
And it's just this kind of really fast-paced, very fun
action game with like this, like drawing the swords and like drawing the swords that you want to like fly around and fight them. And I don't know, it's pretty neat. And like if you like Beautiful Joe, that kind of ridiculous flavor, it very much has that.
Yeah. Well, let me ask the snarky Wii U question. I guess you have to ask now. How's it using the gamepad?
It kind of has some
good start.
Yeah, it kind of has some control things on the bottom. Yeah, it's not a strong case for, which is weird because I kind of assumed Mighty. It would be. It's not a strong case for needing the gamepad. No.
I just don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah, it's
this
not.
Would be like if they released the Wii and every game just had you hold it like a Nintendo controller.
I also played Pikmin 3.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of games that don't use the gamepad.
Well, yeah, that's a game I use the.
The nunchuck.
Yeah, because it works better, and like you still have to use the gamepad because like it's like your video screen, and like it has the map on there. And, like, you know, having the maps on there, nice, but that's like such like the most basic thing you can put the map on there and like a video screen when you call people. But okay, but the game itself, you know, and I said this before, like I want to like Pikmin more than I do. It's like Grand Theft Auto. Like I want to like these series, I just don't like Pikmin that much. Mm-hmm. It's slow, and not that every game needs to be fast, but it is slow to, like, the point of nausea to me. It's just like, I get it. Yeah, Pikmin. And it's like...
Yeah, throw the red ones, because this thing's with the fire.
That's the kind of thing. It's like, there are quote-unquote puzzles, but the solutions are always obvious. It's just a matter of doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, okay, get the rock ones and throw them at the crystal. There you go. Here's another. And it's like... And it's nice, and I know, this is the word of the day, the flavor. I kind of like the flavor of Pikmin. Like, I like this kind of chill, sort of, like, vegetation weird thing. But it's just, I just can't get into it a whole lot.
That's too bad.
I mean, it's not a bad game. It's just not for me. Mm-hmm. The Wii U, it's not what the Wii U needs right now. What else do we play? Do you have something to talk about?
Saints Row 4.
Oh, that's right. I forget this is out.
It's awesome.
I mean, it looks cool. I want to still beat 3 first.
Yeah.
Because I just started there.
Like, I started the game having not finished 3. There were a couple things that, like, I'm sure might have been better set up. Mm-hmm. Like, the game starts, like, you know how kind of Saints Row the Third started where, like, you were in a costume because you hadn't customized your character yet. You did kind of, like, an introduction. Yeah. They did that. Okay. And I was going after some guy that I assume played into the end of Saints Row the Third.
Okay.
Just as the opening of Saints Row 3 had something ridiculous happen... This game, and I won't say what it is because it totally ruins it, but it had a joke happen in the beginning that had me laughing my ass off. Mom actually came upstairs like, what is going on? What are you? Are you watching TV? I'm like, no, it's a video game. So you start playing the game, and it's Saints Row. And then about an hour in, you get your superpowers, and now it's Crackdown.
I like that.
It's so great.
I like that.
You get the speed boost and the super jump. And you can also kind of do a Mega Man X style wall jump. Like just keep kicking your way up.
I like open world games where you don't drive cars everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't need cars anymore, which is fine by me. Because the driving's never that fun.
No, that's like only my problem. Like
running at super speed.
Yeah, that's why
it's great.
That's why I always liked Crackdown and Gravity Rush and not, you know, like Grand Theft Auto. And like,
so
whatever.
I mean, again, I'm super early into it. But by all accounts, this game is going to be great.
That's exciting.
It's so fun.
Like 50 hours into Shin Megami Tensei 4.
You don't need to keep telling us.
I know. I just
proud of yourself for sticking to it.
Yeah, well, I'm not like it's a chore. It's fun. I just like this anecdote, you know, because like a lot of people have 3DSs now. A lot of my friends do actually. More seem to keep getting them. So I'll be playing my 3DS like in social situations, and they'll ask me what I'm playing.
Like, oh, Animal Crossing. Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they kind of expect. And I'm like, I'm playing Shin Megami Tensei 4. I saw, like, the most, like obnoxious, like know-it-all nerd. I'm like, yeah, you probably never heard of it. You know? Like, that's like that guy. It's like, oh.
Well, real quick on the 3DS front. So I kind of mentioned this earlier. I did trade up to a 3DS XL. And, just as a quick overview of the difference, it's pretty awesome.
I don't feel the need.
To spend some time with it.
I admit that it's probably a little better, but I'm not to like the, I've never...
Well, the biggest thing for me...
I never even had a DS XL.
No, I never did either, but honestly, it's just more comfortable to hold because my hands are bigger, you know?
I guess your hands are bigger than mine.
Yeah. And another nice thing I didn't even realize, the battery life is a lot better.
Oh, really?
Because it's got a bigger battery.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Did you play the Mario and Luigi Dream Team demo?
No.
Really? Oh, you need to do that.
I've heard some mixed things about... Fantastic. Because I heard good things from you and other people. I hear some people complain... I can't remember who it was, I won't say. But somebody was complaining because they say that the game does a thing where it's, like, over-explaining everything.
Yeah, I could kind of see that.
Where it's like there's no... Like, every gameplay mechanic, every puzzle, every plot point is, like, explained to you in ad nauseum.
I think Nintendo needs to trust their audience more.
Well, it's weird because it was kind of the opposite complaint with Sticker Star. Was like, sometimes things were way too vague, especially with some of the puzzles. You had no idea what was going on. It's like, there's two extremes. Can we have... Like Super Mario RPG 2 with like Dino and Mal. I know
he like explicitly said, "No, I don't really want to."
Well, no, there was another interview with IGN where like the guy, like IGN guy, asked the guy, like, "Yeah, you ever do that?" And he said, "No, we don't know." And then like he asked him, like, "Do you guys like really like Mario RPG or something?" Because we get asked, well, and he's like, "Yeah, well, readers ask us all the time." It's like the guy's like, "You know, maybe I should be more open to it or something." I guess I think like literally the guy just doesn't care, and he's like, "I guess people liked Mario RPG."
Oh my god, what the fuck is going on at that company? Seriously, I feel like they're in like a bunker with no outside communication, going, "Oh la 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 la, Mario games, la 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 la," like. God damn it. Although, seriously, how hard is it to run that damn company?
But, I mean, not that, like, the Mario and Luigi games are good. I like Paper Mario 2 is fantastic. That's a good game. Anything else? No?
I think that's it for the glut of games we've played.
Glut of games? What is a glut?
Lot.
If you had to define a glut.
Go read your Facebook message.
I still don't believe you that,
there's a new Fable game?
Yeah, I don't see anything about this.
It was quite a reveal.
I don't believe you.
There's a new Batman trailer, too. That looked good.
Where do I find old Facebook messages?
The message thing. In the middle, next to the notifications.
What?
Go up.
Oh.
No.
That's a text message. God, no.
Up. The blue bar next to the word home. On the right, there's a globe, and then there's a little chat bubble.
Oh.
Facebook 101.
Oh, it was Jake Arbogast. He's talked to us before.
Yes.
Yeah. He was talking about Final Fantasy a bit.
What does he say?
Well, it's long. I'll have to read it again to remember.
I was gonna say, can you boil it down for me?
Well, basically his big problem with a lot of the recent Final Fantasy games has been kind of the characters and sort of anime cliches and stuff like that. And even though like he likes the combat mechanics, which I've been praising, the plot's kind of been losing him.
Yeah.
So that's what he's been saying. There we go. I got that pretty quickly, trying to read that and
summarize.
Yeah, same time. So, yeah. So, but anyways, thanks for the feedback, Jake. We always appreciate it. He had some nice things to say. All right. Releases, then.
Yes.
The Bureau, XCOM Declassified...
Say Bureau.
What?
Say Bureau.
Bureau?
You said, like, Burrow.
Bureau.
It's not digging.
I know. The Bureau... XCOM Classified.
I've heard good things, I've heard bad things.
Yeah, not gonna bother. Saints Row 4. I always want to say Saints Row the 4th.
Yeah, because it's Saints Row the 3rd. I keep doing it too.
I want to say Saints Row the 4, which makes the no four. Sense. Splinter Cell Blacklist came out. I don't see... It's like... No one seems to care.
I listen to the Penny Arcade podcast. In fact, the last podcast I listened to, they go on and on and on about it. They freaking love it.
Well, because they remember, I think Tycho Spice... He loved the old...
The Spies versus Merc, especially.
Yeah, but he just loved the old Splinter Cells in general. Dive Kick, you know Dive Kick? That's like the weird...
Oh, it's like the fighting game where it's just a jump and a dive kick button.
Yeah, it's like two buttons, yeah.
I heard it's supposed to be surprisingly good.
Disney Infinity. That Might and Magic X Legacy for PC? You hear about this?
What is this?
It's like... It's kind of like a new Might and Magic game. It's kind of like that Ultima thing you're playing, where like they're trying to do a callback.
Yeah, that's super fun. It's like a MMO for iPad, and it works...
Walking Dead came out on Vita.
Does this mean you're finally going to play it?
And that's about it.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Explain Bureau podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Also, follow us at Twitter and Facebook and our Google Plus community. Be sure to talk to us on there. We'll, very likely bring up whatever you want to talk about. Yes, yeah, Penny wants to talk about it, too. My dog's being cute.
In the time this podcast has been alive, you could have gotten a bachelor's degree and a master's degree.
Honestly. So, I wanted to make a joke, but I couldn't think of something. It's like something about you sucking at college, but not really. All right.
I took a victory lap. I don't
know. Yeah. Something about you long college. And then go to iTunes Media Store, find our episodes, and leave us a review. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.